Yeah, I'm very excited, and it's cool because there's a few that I've kind of gotten to see over the years on social media. Grace Clark and I actually got to do a residency together like a few years ago digitally, so I'm really excited to have the chance to connect with all the other artists. It's also been an opportunity that I've applied for a few times, so it's really cool. I was really excited to get that email finally. I was like, oh, finally! I'm so excited, so
For the
it'll be
past
great.
3 years, it is now your time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Time to learn, time to grow as you do.
So what are you looking forward to the most at being at Studio Bell? Because Studio Bell has like all these fantastic things. You're going to work with people that are huge in the Canadian music industry.
Yeah, definitely. I think getting to expand my network and getting to know a whole bunch of new folks is always really exciting to me. And we got to perform at the National Music Centre as a part of their Métis Week last November, myself and the rest of my band. So it'll be really cool to kind of come back in more of a creative capacity, I think, and explore all that Studio Bell has to offer. I think that'll be really cool.
Just touching a little bit on your summer, you were recently named Indigenous Songwriter of the Year at the 2024 Canadian Folk Music Awards. Can you just share with us a bit about that experience?
That was really special. Being able to go to Newfoundland, which I'd never been over on the East Coast before, that whole experience was really incredible. Getting to perform at the awards and then actually being recognized for my work was like, I was not expecting that. And I was like, there's some like crazy big names in here. I'm just happy to be here, happy to perform. So that was really, really special. Thinking about like where I was and standing on the shoulders of so many people who came before me and kind of carved the path to even create an Indigenous Songwriter of the Year award.
You're currently finishing up a tour and you're going to be in Edmonton on September 13th during the CCMAs for the Blue Jay Sessions. Can you share with us what you're looking forward to at the Blue Jay Sessions?
They do a lot of really cool work and a lot of the artists I don't know personally yet, so I think song circles are a really fun way to kind of to get to know other artists and like their creative process and get to hear a little bit about the stories behind the songs. And I'll be sharing a little bit of new work that's not released yet, so it'll be great.
Okay, so let's chat a little bit about this new work. I always get excited when there's new work because that means that those hibernation sessions in the winter are starting to slowly emerge out of the shadows. So, are you going to be working on some of this new work or things that you're currently in the process of producing at a Sotokino?
Yeah, I would love to kind of delve a little bit more into that. I'm going to be right in the middle of pre-production during that phase, actually, during the Sotokino residency. So it'll be like such a great opportunity to take that knowledge that I learned there and apply it directly to the work that I'm going to be recording in October. So that was another really great thing I was excited about too with this.